Hello, this is Zach Hack here in the Cybercrime Radio WCYB studios. Our program today is called CyberSmart. Today we're going to learn and chat with one of the best. Her name is Dana Montilla, a cybersecurity training expert. Today, our topic is romance, dating online, and the scams that could come along with it. For me, I've been married for quite some time. I wouldn't know the first thing about meeting a new person. And being I'm kind of above the age of going out into clubs and hanging out in bars, the new way to meet people is online. A lot of people are doing it that way. And there are some success stories with online dating. There's always those stories you hear about somebody living happily ever after. Then there's the other side of it, where you hear about somebody who got scammed, ripped off, and emotionally hurt and devastated from it. Today we're going to chat about romance dating apps and how to protect yourself when looking for love online. And now that many people are spending more time at home due to changes in the world, the place to find a potential partner is online. Dana, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
It's a pleasure. Now, you find someone online, and it's not just men doing this to women. It's women doing this right back to men. It's an even playing field out there. But you meet somebody, and you're getting on. This is online. And things are getting warm. That love excitement begins. You're into this new thing. What are some early signs to look for to see if you're in a relationship with a possible scammer?
Well, one of the biggest things to look for is when they stop using your name and they start calling you cute names like honey or babe or sweetie pie. And the reason why that is being done is because you're not the only person that they're working with. These guys work in teams. It's actually crazy. They have one that goes out trolling, and then they'll get to the next level where it'll be somebody that'll keep the conversation going. And then one of the other signs to look for is, in addition to your name, is if they ask for money. It'll be one excuse after the next of, oh, I want to send you a gift and it's coming from overseas, but there's a tariff. Could you send me some prepaid gift cards to cover the expense or something along those lines? They always have an excuse why they can't video Skype or, you know, do anything where they can see your face. It's sometimes just texting, not even speaking to that person. So those are the things. You want to be able to see their face. You want to be able to communicate with them. Definitely don't send them money. And you want to make sure that they're using your name, that this is a legitimate situation here.
If they can't remember your name, they're really not into you that much, you know?
You would think, right?
Yeah. I'm reading here with some people, I've even been dragged into taking part in illegal activities when getting involved with somebody online. You're so not into being alone. You're so into finding somebody that your sense of right and wrong kind of goes out the window. Suddenly, you're the criminal. And all the while, you're thinking at the end of this, the white picket fence, the endless summer nights, hand in hand growing old together. And you don't even know that that other person is playing you like a piano. What are some of the things illegally that they can drag you into?
Well, if they want you to, physically go pick up something such as a suitcase or a box or a package, or if they want you to wire money, they're going to say, can you help me wire money to another friend? I'm having trouble with my banking system. And that's one way that they could be doing either money laundering or, you know, life insurance fraud. And people that don't know about those things, they don't really think, well, what's the harm? I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just helping him send some money.
You mentioned the gifts. They say they got something for you. What do they promise you? I mean, what could they possibly want? What could you give somebody after meeting somebody online? What are they going to give you? And besides a credit card bill?
Well, you have to remember, a lot of this stuff is happening very, very fast. And that's what they like to play off of, that I love you is coming out, you know, weeks into the relationship. And I want to send you something that reminds me of you. It's this beautiful piece of artwork that every time I look at it, I just think of you and I want you to have it so you'll think of me. You know, it sounds crazy, but this is what they do.
Do people actually fall for this stuff?
Yes, yes, yes. It's really sad. It really, really is. And when I have people, they message me all the time telling me that they have been, you know, victim of this, and they're mortified. They're absolutely mortified. So a lot of this goes unreported because not only are the people financially out the money, they are dying inside. Their heart is broken. I did an interview on my podcast with a woman, and she was out of $1 million scammed out of it. $1 million.
That hurts.
It's crazy.
That's got to leave a mark. That's got to hurt real bad. $1 million. And you know what? Also, you're right. The emotional scars could last for a lifetime as well.
Oh, absolutely. And hers went on for a couple of years. And then they would pray together. It was crazy. And then at the end, he finally came clean. He said, I need to do a video chat with you. And this is, you know, a few years ago, before now we're all in Zoom. But of course, she had a picture of what this guy looked like in her mind because he had sent her pictures. And then all of a sudden, this young Nigerian guy comes on the screen in the same voice, the same everything that she had been talking to this guy for a couple of years. And he said, I need to tell you that this whole thing has been a scam.
Well, at least he was honest.
Yeah, I guess so.
What about when they ask you for a personal photo or something, maybe like a photo without clothing? Should you do that? I mean, obviously, I know the answer. It's dumb to do that in the first place. But some people are going into this thinking they're going to find love and they'll do anything to get that love. But they can actually use that against you.
Yeah, this is the crazy part. So it's called sextortion. And what they want you to do is send a lovely, intimate photo of yourself so that they have it. And then maybe they'll send one with you. And then as soon as you start sending these pictures, they then say, you know what, if you don't send me money, I'm going to send these photos to all the people in your contacts, make them public and put them on the internet. Well, that's a little devastating to hear. So don't go sending pictures. This is a big thing with kids, too, sending nudes. And then the kids do the same thing. And then they post them on social media and the poor kid is mortified.
And they don't realize that these photos are forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned also, so you're talking to this person, be it a woman or a man, and they profess love right away. If you were dating somebody, and let's talk about in person to person, you met somebody in a bar, you met somebody at a club through a friend, and after the second date, they're going, I love you. I can't wait to see you all the time. Oh my God. You'd think this person was nuts.
Yep.
Yet online, this seems to be okay. Why is that?
I don't know. It's just the way that I think people think and act differently online. And maybe because they're missing the sense of being physically in the same room as the same person. I don't know. That's why a lot of these scams that happen online, you definitely wouldn't fall for if somebody did it to you in person. I mean, if somebody came up to you and said, hey, I'm going to give you this car and there's $10 million in the trunk. I just need you to give me $5,000 so I can go get a key made for you. It sounds crazy, but I mean, that's the perfect lottery scam. People say, hey, you won a lottery in Nigeria. Were you even playing a lottery in Nigeria? You know, and just need to send me $10,000 to pay the taxes, and then we're going to deposit the rest of your money. It sounds crazy, but people fall for it all the time.
I think it's because people, and I don't mean this in any derogatory way, but I think if they're going online, they're looking for something specific that they can't find out in the real world, so to speak. It's theater of the mind. Mm-hmm. They want it so bad that they'll do just about anything to make this happen. And that's kind of sad in a lot of respects as well.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, in addition to the romance scams, it's really now turning into relationship scams where somebody can be on an app, for example, your Word with Friends. It's like Scrabble online and you can play with certain people. And that's kind of where the relationship starts. So it starts off just as a friendly little, you know, you like to play Scrabble. I like to play Scrabble. Let's play together. And then what the scammers will do is they'll take that conversation off of that app and then go to maybe WhatsApp or some other kind of anonymous way that they can communicate. And meanwhile, the innocent person just thinks this is a nice little friend that they met that likes to play the same game that they do. And there's ill intention the whole entire time from the scammer.
Now, is there any recourse if you do get scammed? If you do, something does happen. Do these people get in trouble at all or not?
It's very, very hard. Very, very hard to hold these guys responsible or to get money back. I interviewed a gentleman who was an ex-FBI agent. And one of the things that he used to say was that when he would work on the streets and he would actually go after somebody who did a crime, physical crime, and then they could prosecute them. And he said how different the feeling was with working with like older ladies and they're calling up and saying that, you know, somebody did the same thing, wired money, and then now they're not going to get it back. They're never going to see that money again. Most of the time, these guys are international, and they're never to be found. No, it's very hard to catch them. That's why they know. It's like, hey, I'll try it. Not going to get caught anyway.
Right. You mentioned internationally. You talked about Nigeria. Is there any statistic where the most scammers are from? I've heard it's in Nigeria. I found that information out online myself.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing. I don't know the statistics, but I have heard that a lot of them are coming over there from Africa.
So you get into an online thing, okay, with somebody, and you want to do a little bit of recon on this person. There are some web pages you can recommend to snoop around, maybe?
Yes, there are. And they're actually, you can upload their photos. I thought that was pretty interesting and see, you know, where did these photos come from? Because that's a big thing that they do, too, is they steal photos online of other people, and then they say that it's them. So there's one that's called Social Catfish, where you can actually put those pictures on there, and they'll tell you where else on the internet those pictures have been found. They'll scan social media accounts, they'll scan list of scammers, and see if it comes up there. There's also a website where you can check out somebody. It's called Been Verified. It's like a background check that you can do on somebody. The woman that I interviewed, Debbie Montgomery, she started an organization. So unfortunately, she was scammed out of $1 million, but she did a lot of good with that. And she started a website. It's called romancescamsnow.com. And the thousands and thousands of people have reached out to her because they know that she can relate to what has happened. And so she does a lot to bring awareness. That's the biggest thing. The more that we can talk about this with our friends and our family and maybe our elder parents, people need to know that there are people out there that are trying to scam you.
Dana, if our listeners want to get in contact with you, find you on social media, if they want to just, you know, chat with you a little bit, how do they do that?
So if you'd like, you can get in touch with me on LinkedIn, or you can send me an email at dana@123cmmc.
Dana, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing some information about romance scams. Please be careful if you're going out and looking for love online. That's the best advice we can give you, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Question everything.
You have been listening to CyberSmart. My name is Zach Hack. Today, we've been speaking with cybersecurity training expert Dana Montilla, who is a cybersecurity training expert about romance scams. Seems to happen a lot. We both hope that after the listen, you, if you're in an online romance, might want to do a little checking around. We also hope that if you're in a questionable romance that you haven't lost any money and are staying safe. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to listen to our other shows and our hosts for informative information about cybersecurity. This is Zach Hack. Reach out to me on Twitter at @ZachHackCyber. I'd love to know your thoughts on the show and the radio station. And remember, be safe online.